This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A third of Israelis age 60 and older, about 420,000, have received a coronavirus booster shot, according to Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Sunday. Israel's booster shot campaign began 10 days ago and uses the Pfizer vaccine. Israel became a vaccination leader early in the pandemic, with about 5.4 million of its population of 9.3 million people fully vaccinated. Still, with hospitalizations on the rise, almost exclusively with the Delta variant, the government offered the third shot and reinstated a mask mandate indoors. With the world a year and a half into the pandemic, the United States, India, and Brazil have suffered the most cases of COVID-19 and deaths from the virus by far, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The United States has reported more than 35.7 million cases and more than 616,000 deaths. Neither the United States nor any European country has yet authorized booster shots of the vaccine. Last week, the World Health Organization called for a moratorium on discussions of booster shots until more of the global population is vaccinated. People in France Monday now need to show a health pass showing full vaccination or a negative COVID test to enjoy usually routine activities such as sipping a coffee in a cafe or traveling on an intercity train. It's a plan championed by President Emmanuel Macron to try and slow the spread of COVID-19 infections and to encourage vaccination. The government is pressing ahead with the extension of an already existing health pass to cafes, restaurants, and intercity travel, despite angry protests over the pass. This is VOA News.